In this Friday edition, we hear about the Humboldt County Library Services and in particular the summer reading program that is underway at the Kim Yurton Memorial Library in Hoopah. Hear how you can learn and earn prizes for the number of books you read this summer.
My name is Janine Lancaster. I'm the Youth Services Librarian for the County of Humboldt, and I work in the library in Eureka. And I work mostly in Eureka, but now and then I get to come out to exciting places. Like today, I'm in the Kim Yurton Memorial Library in Hoopah. Thank you for welcoming us here. And I came out today with our Youth Services Outreach Coordinator, Shoshana, to show her the Hoopah Tribal Childhood Facility where we delivered books to them. And now we're visiting the library here. And I'm excited to see so much all the things that the staff here are doing, inviting people into the library to read books with kids and tell them about the Summer Reading Challenge. We have a Summer Reading Challenge in the public library every year. This year our theme is Read Beyond the Beaten Path. We're encouraging people to read outdoors, to explore new places, in books and outside books. And the challenge each year is the purpose is to encourage everyone to read. Kids, teens, grown-ups, together or on their own. We invite people to make the challenge their own by setting their own reading goal. So some people might read an hour a day. Some people might read 10 minutes a day, and both of them work. Some people might want to read 2 pages, and some might want to read 200. So each person sets their own goal. And then when they meet that goal, they check off on the paper log or on the online version of the reading challenge and say, I read today. After 20 days of reading, then they look around at the other parts of the challenge. They tell us on the paper log or online about a book that they really liked or one they hated. It's really okay to write a review or draw a picture about a book that was awful because you get some of that same feeling of what's going on with the book, what's my relationship with the book. That's why we ask for book reviews. And then we encourage people to tell us about something fun they did that was beyond the book. Maybe they told someone a story without a book. Maybe they learned a new song, taught someone how to play a game. Those are all part of that reading challenge. And then everyone who completes the challenge, either on paper or on the Beanstack, the online version, gets to come into the library to choose a prize. And prizes are different at each library. Janice here in Hoopah knows more about the prizes that are here. I hear you have some special ones. I'm wondering if maybe I should complete my challenge and then come out here and turn it in for a prize here. No. I think I'll do it. I should do it in Eureka because that's the library I usually go to. The challenge runs, it started June 14th. It runs through August 13th. And we encourage everyone to come in and play during that time. We're pretty open about the end of the challenge, so you often can come in a little bit after that to complete your challenge locally. But on August 13th, we'll start doing the drawing for some system-wide prizes, some family passes to the Sequoia Park Zoo, for instance, which includes the Redwood Skywalk. So if you haven't picked up a free pass at the library before, you might win one through the Summer Challenge. The Summer Challenge is really fun for library staff because it gives us the opportunity to talk to kids about books. I mean, we like that all year long, but we're really encouraging people to come in and tell us about what they read, what they liked, what they're going to read next. And that's really fun for us to help people find, okay, if you really liked this book, what can we give you next time? If you really liked adventure books, have you thought about a different kind of book or more and better adventures? So we like to find books to connect with people. So please, read. Come on into the library, sign up for the challenge, and talk about books with the people here. Oh, and movies, and music, and magazines, all those good things. The Summer Challenge is one you can reach through a software called Beanstack. One of our online features, there's a link to it from the library website. If you look at Services for Children and the Summer Reading Club page, there's a link to Beanstack there. Or you can just type in humlib.beanstack.com. humblecountylibraries.org, and that will take you right to the site that makes a game out of reading and doing other related challenges. Our summer challenge is available on that Beanstack site for people to set up an account. Usually they set up a family account, so an adult will sign up for the account, and then they can add their children as readers to that account. So if you read a book out loud to five kids, then you can just record that reading time or that reading book for all five kids at once. Some people really like it because they can use that Beanstack app on their phone. If you download the app, then you can do things like read a book and just scan the barcode on the back, and it pops up in the app with the author's name and title, and you can say, yes, I read that, or I read pages 1 through 17, and I'll finish it another day, and it tracks for you what you've read. So the summer challenge is on Beanstack. There's also a year-long challenge for people who like to track all the books they read all year, and we hope to add other challenges as time goes on. So humlib.beanstack.org.
Can you spell that?
Yes, humlib.beanstack.org.
Okay, so I just read a story to 12 students. So would I get credit for 12 students?
Yeah. you can, and it's easiest if you sign up for them if they are your whole family, or a teacher can sign up for a group. And yes, I think actually all 12 students get credit for that book, and you get credit for that book.
I don't get 12 credits.
No, I'm sorry, you don't. But you know, you get other bonus points for that, because in your summer reading challenge, for instance, you get credit for that book that day that you read. Today is a reading day for you, definitely. But also, when we ask you to do something beyond the book that isn't just about reading for yourself, you read with kids, you talked to the kids, right? You made a trip down to the library, so you could tell us about how great that was, and that would go toward completing your challenge. You're well on the way.
All right.
You're going to be a winner.
Ah, yay! Very good. That's a good day.
Yes.
It's a good day to read.
It is. This is a good day to read. Tomorrow, I hear, is also a good day to read. And Saturday. Saturdays are especially good for reading. Sundays are good. Mondays? Yes. You know, they're all good. Also good for telling stories, singing songs, playing with people, all those good things. So.
Okay.
I am so excited to be the new Youth Services Outreach Coordinator for Humboldt County. My name is Shoshana, and I've long time been involved with dance and kids events across the community, but I've been really focused on Arcata the last couple of years, so I'm so delighted to be able to go out to the many communities in our area and help to outreach to young kids and families as much as possible to help them get excited about the magic of reading. And it's really wonderful working in Eureka at the library, where I get to work with Janine and learn about library practices, and just so delighted to be at events in the community and participate as much as I can with kids and families. I taught a workshop here with the Kids Create program here at the Hoopa Library in 2020, early in the year, and it was one of my happiest moments of that year for sure. So it's so lovely to be back here to explore the branch from a new perspective and be really excited about cooking up fun projects and community events in the future here at the library.
Tell me about the magic of reading.
Oh, the magic of reading. So many possibilities and inspiration to learn more about different worlds and perspectives and ideas and travel and just ways of putting things together in ways you might not come across yourself, and ways of changing perspectives and opening up to new possibilities. I think it's all just in every book you pick up, there's more little slices of possibility. So I'm very into the magic of reading.
Could you give me a story about where you might have traveled?
Oh, my biggest adventure was going to Egypt in 2019. So that was my big dance journey. I've studied dance for many years, and being able to travel and study music and dance, it was quite an amazing 4-week adventure where I got to travel from Cairo to Luxor to Aswan, ride trains, ride planes, ride boats, put my fingers in the Nile River. It was pretty spectacular. So I'm still riding off that adventure. I need more new ones, but I haven't traveled that far in a while.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't hold back.
Thank you so much.
Janice, what's your story?
There are so many. I don't know where to start. And I'm having a hard time following both of those announcements. I think they covered everything on our summer reading. That's what my focus is right now, the summer reading challenge and getting everybody involved by reading or sponsoring the event.
Tell me about the prizes. What are they? How do you get them?
Norma McConnell, she every year she creates a letter for requesting sponsors to participate by donating either little gift cards or gift certificates. She gets Coast Central Credit Union Bank. They've participated every year since 2009 by donating water bottles, piggy banks, frisbees. This year they got hats, sun hats to offer. But yeah, she goes out and recruits sponsors who donate whatever they can.
And I notice you have bags. Or what's inside those?
Oh, those bags are take-home kits that the main library, Janine, and with the help of other, like a whole team, put together to hand out to each kid. Those kits are take-home kits for people who prefer curbside service or with it, but they are take-home kits that you can pick up at each branch. We have some here at the Kim Yurton Library, and every week there'll be one through the summer. This week is the Nature Journal Kit, where you can make your own journal and keep track of everything and all your adventures for the summer.
Yeah, I like journals. I pack one around with me all the time, and sometimes I write about, reflect on what I did. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just notes about what I'm going to do.
Yeah, or what you saw. I like to write about what I saw and did as well. That's what I like to keep track of in my journal. But that's what those are.
Well, that's kind of exciting. I like that, because to read or to write, you got to read.
The next kit is the seed kit, right? There's a little seed project coming up next, which is exciting. Yeah, it's fun to see families come into the library, especially to get these kits sometimes. Like, they just come in with a mission, and then, oh, there's also all this wonderful things here to find at the library. Might lure people in to collect these little projects. And I know the seed one is next, but what is the final project this summer?
There are two other projects. The seed starting kit we're starting to give away next Tuesday. And then in July 12th, I think is the next date, we have a miniature campfire that people can make. It's paper. It's all paper and an LED candle, and there's no chance of it setting any wildlands on fire. Very important to mention. But it makes a lovely little pretend campfire so you can darken the room or wait till nighttime and then gather around and tell each other stories around your fire. Toward the end of July, July 26th, we'll be giving away a friendship bracelet kits. So you can make a bracelet for a friend, a bracelet for yourself, learn how to braid them. I've never done it. I read the instructions, though, and I think I could do one. Or I could ask a kid to show me. I might have to do that.
Is the material in the kit?
Yes, the kits should have almost everything that you need. I think for the bracelet kit, for example, you'll need a piece of tape that we did not try to put in there. But they have the Nature Journal kit, for instance, has different kinds of paper, and it has some covers. You might have to ask your librarian for help punching a hole if you don't have a little hole punch at home. Or you can use something that's not a hole punch. You can make a hole with all kinds of sharp things. Ask your parents for help, yes. And twine to do it, and some pencils for writing. We thought it would be great to have the Nature Journal first, so then kids who are starting seeds after that will already have their Nature Journal ready, so if they want to draw the seeds and plants as they grow, they'll be ready for that.
Going to have to get me one of those kits, yeah. As a matter of fact, I just made some planter boxes. Yeah, my wife says, I need two planter boxes 10 feet long and 1 foot high, 1 foot deep. So that's what I did. It's just, my goodness, I didn't think it was going to be that big. Can you cut it in half? So that's what I did.
So, yeah, I'm thinking about, wow, well, now I got plenty of planter boxes. I got to plant more stuff. So I'm going to follow up with the library.
This is the Friday edition. We're learning about what is available at the Kim Yurton Memorial Library and how you can enjoy and learn and win prizes. And hear more services about the Humboldt County Library System.
Another thing about our Summer Reading Club prizes, though, for every reading log you turn in, you get a little prize and a raffle ticket for our main prizes, which we partner with the Hoopatanif Project, and they donate three $100 gift cards for Amazon. And so if you keep reading, you get more, you know, the more you read, the more chances you have of winning the main prize at the end. And we also have a backpack donated by the Bead Lady in Willow Creek, which is a really nice backpack. Has designs on it. And gift certificates for Dream Quest and for Ray's Food Place in Willow Creek are also some main prizes we have. And Riversong has donated some gift certificates too for their store that we're going to raffle off. And Willow Creek Ace Hardware. And Jury's Nursery, she's been donating to us too some gift certificates for her store. Yeah, that'll be one of the big prizes we raffle for, too, at the end.
So you can learn and win prizes, too. Mm-hmm. What a deal. What a deal. My goodness. How to spend my summer vacation. And it's for all ages.
Yes.
Anything else anybody want to contribute to? Like?
Well, have you talked about Overdrive? I know for some people, they like a physical book. They like to come to the library and get a book that they can hold and read. And some people are happy to read on their phone or on their computer for those who have the connection and can get it. And the library does have a collection of e-books and audiobooks that people can borrow from the Library to Go collection, download onto their device, and then read or listen to as they drive or, well, no, wait. They can listen to it as they drive. They should not be reading while they drive. Safety warning here. but we'd definitely like people to know about those because sometimes there's something there that we don't have in the physical collection. Sometimes one's available on the ebook collection that we don't have available at the moment in the physical collection. So, and Janice at the library can show, Janice and Norma both, Janice and Norma can show people how to get to that Overdrive ebook collection from the library website and show people how to use it on their device too. So if they need help, this is the place to come.
Okay, maybe we ought to share when you're open.
The Kim Yurton Library is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 1 and 2 to 5. And Wednesdays were open 10 to 1 and 2 to 8 o'clock.
Is there a certain time you would prefer that people would come and get that assistance?
No. Anytime during those hours, our open hours, is a good time for us to help you.
Last week, we had 4 high school students come in and get a library card. That's never happened since I started working here. I was very pleased. And we have more and more kids come in. We have what they call the series and the books that are manga, yeah, but they're graphic novels, which are more like reading a cartoon because you have the pictures as you read, and it does help you read, even if it is pictures with it. And we also have some of the adult books coming in that way.
You know what? The library is free to use, and we talk about that a lot. It's a free resource. It's really a gift that we all give to each other because the bulk of the library's funding comes from property taxes. So anybody who pays property tax or anybody who pays rent that the landlord uses to pay property tax has contributed to the library. And that means that we've all paid in order to give this gift to each other. It's a fabulous gift. It also, we say it's a gift, it's free, but in another sense, really, it's prepaid, which means that if you're sitting at home listening to this, you have already paid for all the wonderful movies and books and music and magazines that you can get from the library. Maybe they're just sitting on the shelf waiting for you to come use them. You've already paid for them. Might as well come get them. We want to share.
Well, that's a good point. And when I was growing up, library was just some place you come and get a book. Now you get all these services. My goodness.
Plus fun people. Yeah. You get to meet other interesting people, too. And that's one of the best things about the library, is walking in and seeing friends or meeting up with other people and sharing that connection with people as well as with the books.
Yeah. Sharing that book with others. Can anybody address the book clubs?
Right now we have one book club going here at the Kim Yurton Library. It's called the Overbooked Club, because the people in our group were really overbooked, and we are constantly changing our meeting dates. So it's a perfect name for us. And right now we are reading Where the Crawdads Sing, so we can all go and watch the movie when it comes out in July. We really don't have a set schedule or when we meet, hence the name Overbooked Club. But if you would like to join, just stop by and we will include you in our Facebook group, so you'll get the dates and event times when we do meet. Also, the Arcata Library has the book and the book group in a bag club, or they have a whole list of books to start your own book club if you would like to join, you know, make your own. And if you stop by or call us, we will get you that information too.
So are people coming here to participate in a book club, or is it online?
For our Overbook Club, we come here and sometimes we meet in Willow Creek at the restaurant and have a meal and talk about books. But there is an online book club you can join. It's on our website at humlib.org. They have a monthly schedule where you can join that group. And I'm not sure what they're reading right now, but I know they are reading every month a new book. Titles, so you can have a youth book club. They have some young adult titles in their list of book group in a bag club.
Okay.
Like if you can get 12 copies of the same book, so everyone doesn't have to go out and purchase the book or find the book or check it out from a library, you already have a bunch of them at once. It's a pretty neat way to get something started, because otherwise it's like and they're already books that people have discussed and had fun talking about. So yeah, and Arcata has that young adults book club too, and they meet on Zoom, I think, don't they still?
Yeah,
there's so many on Zoom, so that's one that people can participate in from
variety of places too. But it's fun seeing programming starting to pop back into the different library branches. In Arcata, they're just starting to get some story times going and visiting some play groups, and I'm excited about visiting some play groups around a little bit, and over the next several months think people might see more activities going on in their branch libraries, and everything's just happening a little bit. Yeah.
It's a nice, cool place to come to in the summertime.
It's nice and shady and beautiful with books and computers and resources and lovely people. Everyone should come to the library.
What do people use the computers? I noticed you got computers, and all of the libraries have computers now. Mm-hmm. And they have Wi-Fis. Mm-hmm. Anybody talk about that?
People who come to the library use our computers for all kinds of things. They use them for job applications. They use them to send email to their grandmother. They use them to watch videos on YouTube, maybe to learn something, maybe just to have fun. Every library has computers for public use. You can print from the computers. There usually are time limits. Sometimes you can reserve them in advance. You need to check with your library. It's different in each place as to whether you just walk in or you can reserve ahead of time. And they're enormously important for people who don't have access at home or don't have a computer. There are lots of things you can do from your phone, but not everything. Filling out an online job application, for example, is much easier from a computer than trying to do it on your phone. So it's really important that the library provide that to the community. We are very lucky to have good, strong and connections at most of our libraries, so that the access is faster than it can be elsewhere. So yeah, they're free to use too. Another gift from the community.
We also have Wi-Fi available.
most branches also have Wi-Fi. I'm pretty sure all of them do. Yeah, all branches have Wi-Fi available. So if you have your own laptop or phone that needs, you know, Wi-Fi, you can always stop by and connect to that too.
In an air-conditioned building.
Yes, in an air-conditioned building. A lot of our summer reading club prizes come from our friends of the Kim Yurton Memorial Library. They fundraise during the year, and some of those funds go to the summer reading program prizes. So they give us a certain amount of money each summer to go and purchase as many prizes as we can, purchase like grow kits, you know, with the flower seeds and packets, up to like bubbles, water guns, you know, for the kids to pick up from whenever they complete a reading log. And we've even purchased like screwdrivers. I've had one kid come with every reading log he turned in, he was trying to make his own toolbox. Mm-hmm. So he had some screwdrivers and wrenches and whatever we can purchase in bulk. That's what we use the friends' funds for.
Can anybody be a friend of the Kim Yurton Memorial Library?
Yes, anyone can be a friend of the Kim Yurton Memorial Library by coming to our meetings that we hold, I believe, quarterly, or donating to the friends. If you donate $5, you're a member for a year. It's an annual fee, and you can do it that way. And it's can donate $5 and up, whatever you want to donate.
Libraries really depend on our friends groups. They do a fantastic job of raising money to donate to libraries, for libraries to buy books and help with summer reading program, to do other projects in the library. They also really help build community support and awareness of the library. And we're really lucky that we have a friends group for almost every library that really cares about their branch library, helping to make it as good as it could possibly be. So thank you, friends.
The Friday Edition is a production of KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio. The producer, host, and engineer has been Joseph Orozco, lead producer. For KIDE, we thank you for listening.